I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed the United States' most restrictive abortion ban. The heartbeat bill makes abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Tom Lothermer with Life Matters Worldwide says if the law is challenged, it could go to the Supreme Court.
We believe if this can go into the courts, then very possibly then it would overthrow the Roe versus Wade ruling and Dolby Dalton ruling. Then it would go back to the states for the individual states to make the abortion laws, whether to make them restrictive or have abortion on demand and so forth.
For now, Lothermer says,
one thing we can do is pray. You know, abortion is an attack on God himself, because when we, of course, attack those who are made in the image of God, we attack God.
You're listening to Mission Network News. President Trump's travel ban has gone to the Supreme Court. The justice's ruling could make the ban permanent and cut off help to many refugees seeking sanctuary. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Pulaski.
We're disappointed. We want to remind the Supreme Court justices that it's important for people to be able to come to the U.S. and resettle in the United States, because this affects refugees. And we're a country of refugees and immigrants, so we're disappointed that this looks like it's going forward, and we'd like to remind those in power it's important that we allow people to come into our country, especially those that are fleeing violence and they're afraid for their security.
Bethany is working with vulnerable, unaccompanied refugee children in the U.S. to provide foster homes and schooling, so please pray for the ruling and that the Supreme Court leaders would have wisdom in their decision. Learn more at missionnews.org. A listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.